Okay. We had yesterday, in the middle here, we had yesterday, we have a machloikes, Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan, Kupush and Shtam Shubotairis, in this corner, takes out the stuff and he finds the sheretz in the other corner. So Chizki said, Tairis HaRishayin is Tairis. He assumed the sheretz came in after he took his stuff out. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tommy. The problem was we previously had both Shammai and Hillel agreeing that it's Tomei. They're both Moide that it's Tomei. So we're going to have four ways out of that. We had one yesterday. The way we said yesterday was that the Hillel and Shammai are talking by a Kupa Sheyesh Bo Shulayim, something with a bottom. So you use it that way, like it is. So it could well, there we say that if you took the Tyrus out of here, you didn't notice the Sheretz. We assume the Sheretz was there before. They are talking in a Kupa Sheyein Lo Shulayim. So Mela, when you dump it out, you turn it over, so you would have seen the sheretz. So how could Rabbi Yechmi Metame? It's talking Ein Lo Shulayim Yesh Lo Ognayim, and the machlokes is, what are you afraid something gets stuck in the ognayim? That was the first way. Vibo Yisema, second system. Kimo do, forget it, everybody's talking with Shulayim. We're talking about a standard box. What's the difference? Kimo do Shamay V'Hilel B'Kupa Sheina B'Dupa. There we're talking, we never checked the Kupa before. We have no previous history to say it was clean. So we find the sheretz, we say it was there. Ki pligi chiski Rabbi Yechon of a Kupa beduka. They're talking by a Kupa beduka. I mean, I checked. Before I put my stuff in there, I checked. And there was no sheretz there. Mar sova, that's chiski hobotka. I checked it before. So what do you want? I mean, it wasn't there. Put my stuff and took them out. I see the sheretz. So we came now. Umar sova, that's Rabbi Yechon on emor im siluk yodon nofal. Maybe you checked it. As you took your hands out from the checking, you jumped in the sheretz and then you put your stuff in. Okay, that's the difference. So what are you telling me? That Shammai and Hillel were talking by Eina Beduka. That's why they both agreed to me. But that's modern because clearly the case of Shammai and Hillel, whatever it is comparable to an Isha. Because Hillel is trying to disprove Shammai from his stand in Isha from Kupa. So Kupa has to be comparable to Isha. Now Isha's Beduka, because she's always checking morning and evening. We're talking about the regular woman, we assume, not someone who did something wrong. The standard thing, as we said, later Mishnah, Pamai Mishnah Bodekas, Bechol Yom. But Dumya the Isha Ktoni, the Isha Beduka he. So Shammai and Hillel's case has to be comparable to Isha. Isha's Beduka. That means Shammai and Hillel is talking by Beduka. You're telling me Chizki Rabbi Yochanan is machloik is by beduka. They are talking there zicha machmer over there because it's ain't a beduka. Doesn't sound that way. And for the Gemara came in the shkichi bod damim kishe ain't a beduka damim. Aisha beduka we treat like ain't a beduka. Shkichi bod damim means it's regular davdam. It means it's more tzad luchumer there. So even though she did make the bedikas in the morning, comparing it to a kupa, it would have the status of ain't a beduka. Okay. System number two. Now comes system number three. Fakir, everybody's talking by beduk. Everybody's talking by beduk. Vibo yisema kimo du shamei v'hilel. Zakurashi vibo yisema, the first last white line. Hova hobe beduka. Ella what? A new difference. Kimo du shamei v'hilel. That case where they both say we have to assume tumo ibekupo she'ena mechusa. It has no cover, So there we worry, the sheretz fell in. As you're doing your business, the sheretz popped in. Keep pligi chizki Rabbi Yochanan b'kupa mechusa. It's a beduka. You checked it, it wasn't there. And it's covered. There, we already have room for machloekes. Of course, chizki says it's tor. Fregman, how could it be mechusa? How could it be a sheretz there? That's ridiculous. You told me it's a beduka. There was no sheretz there, and you covered the top. So how could it be a sheretz there now? There's nothing to talk about. It can't be. Mechusa heichin nofal. Now, it means kigon she tashmisho al yedei kisui. Let's see the Rashi explain she tashmisho al yedei kisui. Kishehu rotze lahachnis l'soicho ulahotzi mitoicho megale umachasso. So it's a standard box. It's covered. Obviously, when you put in and take out your tires, you open the box, you close the box, right? Hilko chizki sovar kolz man she tires besoicho nizor bo v'kiso. I have tires in this box, right? I'm going to be careful. I close it immediately. I'm sure that nothing came in there. How did it get there now? After I took my tires out, now I'm not so careful with the closure. What do I care? So the sheretz came in now. And now he doesn't care. Rabbi Yochanan is afraid. So that's the machloik. It says, Chizki says, when you're opening and closing it, you're going to be careful. obviously it fell in after when you're no longer careful. Rabbi Yochanan says, as carefully as are, we're afraid it falls in. Again, we have to make Shammai and Hillel's case comparable to Isha, because Hillel is trying to disprove Shammai and Isha from Kupa. Now you're telling me now that Hillel and Shammai's case of Kupa is Eina Mechusa. Is Eina Mechusa. The Isha Mechusa, the Gemara holds Isha is comparable to Mechusa. Why? That's a funny Zach. I mean, Mechusa obviously is covered. I mean, it's the diamonds are falling in from the sky. That's not the Meduba here. Although Rashi learns that, but Tais explains like this. What's the Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan? What's the mile of Mechusa that Chizki says it's Torah? Because since it's closed and you have to use it, you open and you close it, you're careful. That means had the Sheretz come in, you'd have noticed it. Zog Tais says, in that sense, Isha is Mechusa. Because the dam, the Moshe Mechusa, because the dam is a Mokum Sosum, it's a closed case, it has to open for the dam to come out, she would have felt it. That's what it means. Just like here you say, when he's opening and close it, so if the Sheretz came in, something would have been noticed. Isha in that sense is that way also. She would have felt it. So it's comparable to Mechusa, not to Eina Mechusa. And you're telling me that Shammai and Hillel talk about Eina Mechusa. Again, Zog the Gemara, the same thing. Came the Shkichi Bodomim, Kishein Mechusa Damya. The Shkichi Bodomim by an Isha always waits it that way. So even though technically it's like before it's Beduka, we treat it like Eina Beduka. Even though technically it's like Mechusa, there is something to notice, so to speak. But the overweighing factor, Shkichi Bodomim, always waits it the other way. So those are the first three things. Again, we first started that Shammai and Hillel are talking with Shulayim, Demachulik without Shulayim. Then we get everybody's with Shulayim. Shammai and Hillel are talking by Eina Beduka, they're talking by Beduka. And then we just said, no, everybody's talking by Shulayim, everybody's talking by Beduka. Shaz has a cover on it. Shammai and Hillel are talking when there's no cover, so they're all machmir. If I could have fallen in at any time. Demachulik is when it's covered. You use it by opening and closing it. That's the machlokes. Chizkiya holds, since you use it by opening cover, you'll be careful. You got tyrus. When you open, you close it immediately. Shem says, no, fatwa cheshish, when you open it, maybe jumped in the sheretz. Now comes the fourth way. This takes a new world now. It's talking about the same box. That's not the difference in the boxes. The question is, where are we talking? Ibo Yisein, Kimodu Shammai v'Hillel, that case that everybody says that it's Tomei, that's Bezovis Kupa. Meaning, I had a box, the way we thought the case, I had a box, I was using it in this corner, I take out my tyrus, and I discover sheretz in this corner. There they all say, you have to assume the sheretz was there before. Ki pligi, chizki, we're talking a different case, bezovis bias. Let's see the Rashi, the bezovis bias. Ki de meforish v'ozil, shil tilta l'kupo, bezovis acheres, la'acha shenitno tyrus v'meno. That's a whole different case. Again, Shammai and Hillel's case is like this. I have a box here, right? With tyrus in the right corner. I take out my tyrus. All of a sudden, I look in the left corner. As Rashi explained before, it's a big box, or else you'd have seen it before for sure. And there's a sheretz in the left corner of the box. Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan's case, of course, that's Tomei. It's not to talk about. What happened here was, I took my tyrus out of the box. Then I moved my box to the other side of the room. Over there, I discovered the sheretz. That's a different story, really. That's called Zovitz Bias. I didn't find in the other corner of the box. I found the other corner of the house. I mean, it's in the box, obviously. But in the other corner of the house. We'll see, hold on. Frank Dimova Kupa Koma, but it says Kupa. It doesn't say anything about moving it. Hochi Koma. This is the case they're talking about. Kupa Sheneshtamshu Botiris. Bezovitz Bayezu. Betiltelua Bezovitz Acheres. If you took your stuff out. This becomes very important zach now. This is a whole new musik the more it comes to now. Where we marzik tumo mimokim lemokim. It's in a different place. In other words, what you want to say now is, since there's a sheretz, it's shulayim, it's all that good, the sheretz is in the back, but can we assume it was here, it's in a different place? You'll now be marzik that since the tumah you found here, the tumah was here. That's what you'd have to do to be metame. That since the tumah's here, it was here. That's already, Chizki says we don't do. Lo marzakinen tumo mimokim lemokim. Reb Yechanan sova, marzakinen is machmir. Look at the Rashi, mimokim lemokim. De lo amrinen me idoch zovis hava bo sheretz em atayris. El amrinen la'ach shevi eka nofal bo. We don't assume that tumo traveled with us. You want to say you found it here, you assume it was there before, that I'm willing to do. But you don't assume it came from another place. It's kishas mitziyazim, b'mokum mitziyazim. It was here, that's where it was, and that's it. I can't be mamzik it, that was also over there. And Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah. Oh. So this becomes a big machloikis, and mazikin and tumum imokim lemok. Frag the Gemara, hold that. And Rabbi Yochanan, you're telling me, is mach. We have to pass like Rabbi Yochanan here. You're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan holds mazikin and tumum imokim lemok. The Gemara is now going to go prove step after step that you don't say that. We're going to try and knock Rabbi Yochanan out of the box. Umi mazikin, could it be that you mazik tumum imokim lemokim? Chavai is that not. Okay, what not? Noga be'echod, a very famous case. Noga be'echod balayla. It's the middle of the night, he touches a person. Ve'eni yodem chayimes, he has no idea, it's dark. Used to be dark at night, you know what I mean? That guy's sleeping or dead, you don't know. Ulemoga hishkim umtsoy meis. Next morning, zeta, at this person is a mess. What's our shayla? Was he dead when he touched him or not? That's our shayla. Remeyim etai. Reb Meir is mitar. It's a talking with Shusha Rabim. V'chachomim mitamin. Chachomim mitamin. Why? Shekol atumis kishas mitzi oson. We assume the way we find it now. It's kishas mitzi oson. Since he's dead now, as a mace now, we assume he was dead an hour ago when you touched. Now, let's just take a breath, a step back here. This is against everything we were ever taught. The Chazok of the Mekorah wins, the guy's a Cheskes Chai. I mean, that's the Chazok always wins. You don't say what's now, you say what was before lasted until a second ago. Again, Taisus explains it, that's very important. There's only a Chumr and Kotchum, right? It's the same Chumr and Kotchum we're dealing with by the Isha. It's the same business. In reality, there's nothing to talk about. You touch a body and you find him dead in the morning, you assume he died 1 second ago. Cheskes Chai keeps him alive, just like the Chazok of the Isha says she's really Tahiri. We're dealing with this Chumra for Truma and possibly Truma for Kotchim of taking Tumah back. That's what this is all about. In reality, there's no Tumah here. But in this world of the Chumras that we're dealing with, you see, you go, Kishas Mitziyosa. Okay, that's basically what Hillel said in the Nisha, if you think about it. Basically, that's what Hillel said in the Nisha. You know, really, the Cheskes Tyrus said she's Torah. We go back with the Tumah. It's the same thing that Hillel said over there. Okay, now. But that wouldn't be so bad. Look what it is now. V'toni alo. There's a brice on that Mishnah that says, again, what are we saying? We're assuming, since he's before Necho Ames, Tumas Kishas Mitziyosin. He's dead now, he was dead before. Okay? Zog the brice of one qualification. Kishas Mitziyosin, Ube Mokim Mitziyosin. That's if you find him in the morning in the same place you touched him. But if you touched him over here, and in the morning you find him dead over here, you don't say it. What do you see from that? That's exactly what against Rabbi Yochanan. That's exactly the same problem over here. You're telling me if he's a mess now, you assume he's a mess before. If you find him in this place. But if you find him here, you don't say he was a mess here and somebody schlepped his body over here. Why? Because we have a chumra. If it's Tomei now, we assume it's Tomei back. But only in this place. That is exactly what Chizkiah said. The Sheretz is here. You have to assume it was always in this box. Maskim. But that's only if the box is where it was before. If the box is in a new place, I'm not mazik tumah mimokim lemokim. Came Rabbi Yochanan and said, you are mazik tumah mimokim. In fact, the modern Mishnah says you're not. You can only assume tumah back in this place. If you touched him here, you assume he was dead. But if he's here, he touched him here and you find him here, you don't say it. It's a direct knockout of Rabbi Yochanan. Zog di Gemara, Frey Gemara, hold on a second. B'chi teimo, Chaban Eitzef Adir. Hani mile lisroif. Again, there's two types of tumor. It could be a tumas vadai, could be they made only a tumas sofik. The Marshal, mesles in an issue. He said, it's a tumas sofik. You're not soireif. You're toiling. If someone touches kotchim, you don't burn the kotchim, you don't assume it's tumas. Lo yoichlim, lo yev, lo yisarif, it's toiling. This, interesting, by mess, is a tumas vadai. It's a chumra, but it's a tumas vadai. So, and then you serve him over there. So, maybe the pshat zazei. In order to get the chumra of sorfim, you need it in the same place. But in a different place, it'll still be toiling. It'll be tumas sofek. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant before. So it's not a knockout punch. You thought you knocked them out. Because it says here, the chumra of Nesmith, the yours has only been mekayma. So that's to get sorfim. But Shaloi b'mekayma, he won't be sovereign, he'll be tayl, he'll be sofik tamei. He, Rabbi Yochanan, never said more than sofik tamei. Kupo, we never deal with more than sofik tamei in. V'chi teima, hani mili lisroif. Mes, noga b'mes, is sreifa. There I need mokum etziyosan. Ava litlois talinen. Sofik tuma I make even Shaloi b'mekayma. What was the Rashi there? Lisroif, the lo mazakin et tuma vadoyis mi mokim le mokim. Lisroif olay al tshuma. That's true. I won't take a tumas vadai mi mokim le mokim. Ava mitlo talinen. There is mashma b'mokim mitziyosan. Who the chachomim mitam etuma vaday maskim. Aval shaloi b'mokim mitziyos to mosam avesovik. Rabbi Yochanan, little skoma. Nishgefrela. So Rabbi Yochanan has been reconstituted or reinstated, whatever. He could still manage. He could still hold that mazakin etuma b'mokim mokim etuma sovik. Tumas vaday zichanisht. So the Gemara, no, you can't do that. I'll prove to you that you don't go mimokim lemokim even for tumas sovik. Meaning it's vaday tor mimokim lemokim. Now the Gemara's rai is not going to be the easiest rai in the world. Let's get the case first, then we'll see what the Medubir here is. And by the way, it's time a good question. I'm sure it's bothering all of you. Just you don't want to ask me because it's so early in the morning. Thank you. Noga Bemes and Isha are the same exact thing. There's really a Cheskis Taira, but because there's a Shas Mitzvah, son, you go back with Tumah. So how come there it's Lisroif and Isha's only Litlois? That's a reasonable question. We say by Isha's only Sofik Tumah. There's about the exact same case. Taisa says the Kasha. Taisa says that even Hillel, if you remember, who doesn't believe in Libo Noikva, you remember Shammai, well, don't bother it. Machlish kim frum kaiten doi. You're going to make Tzoros for the whole world. Hillel seems to ignore that altogether. He doesn't ignore it altogether. That's why he takes off Lisroif. If he'd have made Lisroif like you made over there, then people would get nervous. But once it's only Sufik Tumah, they're not so nervous anymore. So he also has the concept of Libo Noikva. It's very interesting. At the end of the day, what the difference in Hillel and Shammai is about this much. You know what I mean? Everybody agrees to everything. It's a question, that last shade, can you do it or not? You know, can you make that last step? Okay, but anyway, let's go on. So we're now going to try and prove that Mimokim Lemokim is Loi Mazakinen even for Tumas Sofik, meaning it'll be Vaday Tor. So let's see these cases. Very interesting cases here. V'otnan, Mishnayis and Tyrus. Doesn't nishtin the Daf Yomi, it's in the Mishnayis. But you're allowed to learn anyway. Let me get, don't tell anybody. Machat Shenimtis Malei Chulda. You found a machat that's rusted out, rusted to the point that it can't be used anymore. So that means it's ois keli. Oshvur, it's broken. Tahira, what happened over here? You have a bunch of tyrus. Apples, Amazon, apples from Truman. You come there and you find on it this rusted out needle or a broken needle, which you know is tome. You know it was tome. Now, as it is right now, there's no problem. Because once it becomes ois keli, it's an arab de tumah. So there's no problem. The question is, I don't know when it fell on the apples. Did it fall when it was good and it rusted out here? In which case I have tome dicker stuff. Or did it fall when it was already rusted out or broken? Same type of question. Always dealing with the same type of question. What's before us and what happened before? Tahoira. In Gansen Tahoira. Shekola tumis kishas mitzios. The flip side of what we just said before. I say what? I find it tor. Here's the other way. I find it tor. There I found it dead as tummy. Here I found it broken, so it's tor. So I assume tyra. Freg the Gemara, why? Vamai. Lema haime kor machet mal yesohi. Maybe when it fell, it was a good machat. I know it's tummy. That's a rational answer. We know it's tummy. Or else we have no case here. We know it's tummy, this machat. Vahashtahu the hell of chludo. Now it developed a rust, but now it broke. You don't say that. Take a similar case. Ve'oid tana nocha mishnah. Motzo sheretz soruf al gabi yezaisim. You found a fabrenta burned up sheretz on yezaisim. Same problem. If it fell now, burned up, it's gone. It's no more sheretz. But if it fell in with sheretz and it got burned up, you got tumah on your hands. Ve'chein matlis ha'muhuma. Muhuma means muhuma. It means worn out. They got a word for it in English there. It means whatever it is. It's no more begged. So it's no more tome. But we know it was tome. Same exact problem. Did it fall when it was a full beged? So it's metame and now it wore itself out? Or it fell already at shmata? They have a word for mahuma then. A tattered rag. Very good. Tor. Why same chedron? Shekola tumis kishas mitziyosa. You go, and here it's vaday tor shtey, not sofik. I'm not even mesupik, maybe it was good before. Now, this is an interesting question, because this has nothing to do with Mokim Lemokim. We're trying to prove that Mimokim Lemokim is Vaday Tor, not even Misofik, do I think it moved the tumor. What does that have to do with it? It's a good question. You're waiting for an answer, I'm stalling. But We don't have a clear answer. The way Rashi says it, we had an interesting Havamina here. What you want to do now is, what's your tzatzofik here? Maybe you could presume a different state. Right? Maybe I should be worried it once was whole. The Gemara sees that as similar to assuming a different position. In other words, the tomb is here in front of me in this place in this status. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that at least for a suffix, I should be mesupik, it was somewhere else before and moved. I say the Gemara, that's a similar thing to saying it's in this place and in this status. Let me be mesupik, it was in a different status. Same place, different status. It was whole and became one out. You see, you don't do that. You don't say, even for a suffix, maybe it was whole. I look at it the way it is now. So the same thing for Mokim. I look at it where it is now. That was the Gemara's sat. There's a very big weak point in that, as the Gemara will say right away. It came out, doesn't make sense. They said, don't put chal havam, you know, because faker hogufo, the fact that I assume the shas mitzioson, that itself will tell me that it didn't change status. But it doesn't say, that doesn't tell me it didn't change places. I mean, maybe faker, this that I take on, that it is where it was forever, that's what meaning, because I assume the present status completely. So I can't assume a different status. But I could still think it moved from place to place. I mean, there's a weak leak here. I mean, that's what it says right away. Meaning, I assume the present status and place, it is where it is. I assume that's where it is. If he was a mess now, I assume he was always a mess. If it's broken now, I assume it was always broken. And I assume it was always here. Bivados. But maybe misofek, I assume it was also in a different place. I at least worry about it. And it's basically, it's a change of status and change of place are two different things. Change of status, the fact that I'm so convinced that it, you know, that which convinces me that since he's dead now, he was dead before in this place, is what tells me that since the needle is broken, it was broken before. If I care, you know what I mean? This that I'm so sure it didn't move is what says it didn't break either. But maybe I am super, it did move. That I go, man, that's for sure. But maybe sof, there is a tzatzofik there. Let's see the Rashi. This is a difficult point. Here, everything is weighted towards Tyra. Its place, its status, everything is weighted towards Tyra. Havi, the boss is Shas Mitzios and Azlinen. I assume the present status. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Bein Lekula, Ki Hocha, Gabi Machat, Umatlis. Lazuki Betoy Ravadai. Bein Lechumra, Ki Gonoga Bechad Balai. Lazuki Betum of Ados. But Shalom Bemokim Mitzios on Enoch Amami. That's less. Because it's less Raya that it was the way it is over there. The Lekar Aglan Kulehai, Misa Flo Safina, Mitla Talina. Maybe I'm still worried about that. Since we can't knock him out, we didn't knock out the Yerchan. It could still be that I assume avada mimokim lemokim is a weaker thing. The main thing is mimokim, and that overpowers, and that's why I can't say it changed status either, because what I have in front of me is what I have in front of me, but maybe misofek, I should also be worried that it moved. So he could still be. Frag Demar, I'll show you that's also not true. I'm going to an interesting case here, boy. What not? You have a shelf coming out of the wall, and there's a kikar on the shelf. Right below the shelf is on the floor madaf. Madaf at this point, the Gemara thought was a beged. That's a rishon l'tumah. Okay, I walk into the room. The thing's over there, and there's the sheet on the floor that's tummy. I walk out of the room. I walk back into the room. The kikar is not there. It's not on the sheet. It's next to the sheet. And it's impossible that if it fell off there, it didn't hit the sheet first. So what do I do now? I have one of two choices. It could be that it fell off, in which case it's tummy. Or it could be that someone came, picked it up, and put it down over here, in which case it's tahor. Okay? Now, what's the din? Even though the setup is such that if it fell, it's tummy for sure, there's no witness. It couldn't have fallen off and jumped the sheet. That's impossible. If it fell off, it hit the sheet, and it bounced off, and it's tummy. So if it fell off, it's tummy. What do I say? Shani em odem to nichlas sham v'notlo. Achi em a bori lishlas odem sham. I assume Tyra, unless I stood by the door with a locked door, and I'm sure nobody ever walked in there. The kids, I go to cooler here. Now, what's going on over here? This already is mimokim l'mokim. Let's just continue 1 second. V'omer Rebbe Loza lo nitzvach el l'mokim madrin. Yeah. If this ledge is straight and this sheet is straight, then of course it's tor. Because first of all, if this is straight, it couldn't have fallen off of there by itself. And if this is straight, if it hit it, it wouldn't have rolled off. So that's partially its tor. But even if that's slanted, or if the sheet is slanted, so it could well be that it fell off. Still, I'm making. If it's straight, nothing to talk about it. It's impossible. It could not have fallen off of there. Elwood, even in a case where it could have fallen off, either this is slanted or this is slanted, so it may have fallen off, rolled right off, that could well be. Still, I assume Tyra. Why is that, really, if you think about it? Because I found it from Mokim Tor. Where I found it now, it's Tor. And Lo Masakina Tumah Mimokim Lamokim. And what about Misofik? According to Yechon Yimazak Tumah Mimokim Lamokim Misofik, meaning maybe it was over there before. Maybe. At least for a maybe. But Oshlei did store in Ganson. This thing more signs is a knockout punch on Rabbi Yechonon. What not kiko agabe adaf, madaf tomi, murach tachtov, aval bishim noflo, yef shor, elo im kain, nogo, toira. And I am Isa. Shani yeme odom to nichlas shom v'not, lat shiyeme borilish on the sodom shom. Vom Rabbi Lozer, lo nitzchel lamokim madrin. Lo nitzchel elo lamokim madrin. Take a look at the bottom Rashi, lamokim madrin. Shavu bishadaf shakiko le mokim madrin veruya kikalibo could well have fallen off. It's definitely a valid possibility. V'imnof le noga v'abeged afilu hochi toyer shani oimer almo loy mazakin and tumo mimokim le mokim the name aladaf nofal. But it's gavel kar. I don't assume changes in positions there. That's all. Empty gemara. There's different over there. I have this mice of shani oimer kidik tosim kidik toni taimo shani oimer adam tor nichnas l'sham v'notlo. I have this new svara that I say that's what happened. I have an explanation, b'kitzer. In fact, the Gemara say the same thing by Kupada. Say the same thing. What's Rabbi Yochanan tining? That the Kupa's in a different place. I say it was always there. Say a bird came and put the Kupa there. Like say a guy came into the room and took the thing off. Horanami name oirev oso v'shodo. Zog the Gemara, that I'm not saying. Odom de bekavono amrinin. Odom de kavono amrinin. That I say. And a person could do it. Truth is, it happens to make sense because it's reasonable to assume he took it off and then put it here so it shouldn't fall and become tummy. It's God's reasonable. That's what happened over here. He tracht a meise that an oirev, zufällig, picked up a sheretz, dropped it in the box. Now, as they fight, I'm not going. Odom de bechavono amrin. Doz ogech. Oirev de shaloi bechavono lo yamrin. Oh, cool. Take a moment. And now you meise. What? That's crazy. Why would someone be metame tires? That's crazy. I assume somebody came and was metame the tires. Put a sheretz in a box? Why would he do a thing like that? I mean, that's like a crazy thing to do. Unless he's a sheretz collector. We're not going to show him a trust in my... Oh, fake my new shayla. Good. Whatever it is, this case, forget everything else. You got a case here. It's a Suffolk tumor patient. This happened or that happened. As far as Shaniyomik, good, whatever. It's a Shapash. We're in a house over here. Man, if you told me in somebody's house over here. What happened to that? What happened to that? Bad problem. What happened over here? Rashi says we could have asked that on market. All these cases, good. Whatever it is, a Suffolk tumor Shayochid over here. And the Gemara, Mishum David Dover Shembol Das Lishel, Chodov Shem Das Lishel, Bem Shram Bem Shayoch et Sveikator. This is an important din. This that we say, that we learn from Soita, that Sofik Tumah B'Shayochid is Tomei, Sofik Tumah Shoram is Tor, is only by a Dover Sheyeshbol Das Lishel. That means when the Sofik Tumah is in somebody who can come and ask a Shaila, Yeshbol Das Lishel. Why? Because we learn from Soita. Who's the Sofikin over there? The lady. Was she Neseris or wasn't she Neseris? She has Dasel, she come and ask a Shaila. But if it's an inanimate object, then we don't learn from Soita. Fakert. Saibish Sayochit, that's a very important din. That's how Rashi learns. He can't take it. Tell you in the beginning, learns you learn from somewhere else, whatever. That's the facts of life. That whenever we say, Sofik Tumas Yochit Tomei, Sofik Tumas Ram Tor, that's by Yeshbo Dasel Ishel. That means it's a person. Generally speaking, we're going to learn more about that. But generally speaking, it means the suffix is in a person. But if the suffix is in an inanimate object, say, did a sheretz fall on an apple or did it not fall on an apple? That's a modas lichel. The apple's not coming to ask any shilas. On that, you say suffix tumah is tor even in the shus hayochid. Here, the shilas on this kicker over here. It's an important thing to know, but okay, we'll have more of it in the next omud. I won't be here, but the next that tomorrow's daf is very detailed on this problem. Viboy Yisema, Zakt Rashi, the way Rashi learns another teretz to this kasha. We had a kasha, whatever it is, it's sofik tumah b'shayoch, it's like tome. So we answered a very good answer. Emel das lishon. The Gemara say, even, it's true, it's emel das lishon, nothing wrong with that teretz. But the Gemara says, actually, the Gemara doesn't like it. We need another teretz. This teretz is very good. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that teretz. But that's how Rashi learns. Even if somehow you didn't have the concept of emel das lishon, I happen to have another answer for you over here. What's my answer? This sheet that's on the floor, we thought before Rashi explained, madap's a very interesting word. You're going to learn more about it also in the madap's a very interesting word. What it means exactly. They have an English translation. I know what the word taich is, but what it means in the loch is agansa esek. How do they taich madap? Probably sheet. Madap can mean just a sheet, but. Back to the dimension. Kiko Gavitav Madav Tome. Okay, whatever. Any more English word for that? Yeah.
A garment, okay.
They're not, they just give me a technical translation. But in the Muslim Torah's Koyanims, Madaf is for Tumas Madaf refers to Tuma called El Yoyne Shel Zav, something that was on top of the Zav. Lamais it's a Rishon Tumim the Rice. So the Gemara thought, the Rashi explains, when we said Madaf here, we didn't mean just garment. We meant the Madaf of the Teres Koyanim, meaning it's a Rishon Tumim, it's a Tumim the Rice. It was not changing. We didn't mean that by the word Madaf. We meant Madaf, a garment. And it's talking to Tumas at the Rabbonon. Lemoshel, I don't know if you remember from Shabbos, said, and Chagiga, there are tumas they made big day prushim, medras lochle tire. Big day amoritz, and medras le tamid chochum. Yeah, it's a tumakal, it's a tumad rabbonon. What's that? No, Rashi says clearly it's a rabbonon. Yeah. The Gemara says tumad rabbonon. The Gemara says tumad rabbonon. Yeah, good. That's what I said. El Yonish Hozav is Kal. It's only Risha, as opposed to Mishkav. That's an Av. That's what we call a Madav. The Gemara thought that's what we meant. And for the Gemara, no. We mean Stam a Beged. The Rashi gives the example of Beged Porus, which is considered an Avatuma for Ichle Truma. Or Big Day Amoritz is what do you call it? Big Day Amoritz is a Medrash Leprusha. The guy says, as a Tuma Drabona. It's a made up Tuma. Because they wanted them to keep away from them, whatever it is. So what are we answering slowly? The economic diktoni madaf. Olenidov. Olenidov means we just had it in the teichach, like a blowing leaf blowing in the wind. It's nothing. I mean, madaf is used to refer to a very light tumah, so it means a tumah derabbonon. Dovakal. So Dush state and this Rashi state a very important zah. The way Rashi learns in Mosh state, that on a tumah derabbonon, you don't say sofik tumah shayochet tome. It's a big knack. Not everybody buys into that. But that's going to Rashi. You know, they throw out a kasha. Your case of kikur and the case of machar, all these cases, whatever it is, with all your cheshbeinus, it's a sofik tumah b'shus hayochid. Pashas, we're talking inside a house over here. Certainly, this case is inside a house. So sofik tumah b'shus hayochid. What happened? So the answer is einbo das lishol, which is a very good teretz, which overrides b'shus hayochid. And one says, I could give you another teretz, even if it wouldn't be einbo das lishol, it's a tumah derabbonon. And a tumah derabbonon, I don't say sofik tumah b'shus hayochid tome. Don't stay in the gemara for Rashi. Okay. Okay, now we get a break for a while. Chachomim Oimrim, Loike Divrezer. Remember, we had Shammai says Shammai is the liberal Jew here. There's no tumah going back whatsoever. Dayan Shaita. Hillel is a big machmir over here. He takes the tumah back to the last bdikin was 4 weeks ago. Tremendous chumah if you think about it. Chachomim say Loike Divrezer. The Loike Divrezer. I'm not as much makel as Shammai. I'm not as machmir as Hillel. What do I mean? I take the tumah back, but not forever. Till the last bedikah, but not longer than 24 hours. So he's in the middle. Look at the Rezeh, look at the Rezeh. He caught the middle line. Ton Rabbonah. didn't do anything. He left it mamish on the ikedin. He was extremist. He took the tumah back that the lady didn't make a bedik for 3 months. The whole last 3 months is tummy. It's a very extreme zach if you think about it. Elo mesle es mamezem pkidl pkidl, meaning 24 hours cuts pkidl pkidl. Never go back before 24 hours. Obviously, if there was a bedik within 24 hours, you can't go back before the bedik. Obviously, you can't go back more than the last bedik. What do I mean? Ketzad. Simple. She made a bedik on Sunday. Okay, so that's our starting point. Sunday morning is at Torah. Yoshva Sheni Shlish Labot. She took off Monday and Tuesday. Ulervi Botko Motzo Tmeir. So according to Hillel, what's the din? Everything she touched since Sunday morning is tummy. Comes like, nay, ain't no mitzitmo mipkidla pkid. It's too much. Elamats less. You go back 24 hours. Wednesday in the morning she found it. And Tuesday in the morning, he done the tumor. Umipkidla pkido. Now, Nayatasayad mess is obvious. Come on, say that's obvious. And that we understand what it means. But since we said the first one, we'll say the second one too. Ketzad. Botkatsu mishorishoina. She made a bedika Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning. What's his tohira? Sunday at 9, she's tohira. Yoshla Shni Yoshlish is 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, low bodka. Ulervi is at 11 o'clock, bodka motza tmeya. So 9 o'clock, she made a bedika in the morning. 11 o'clock in the morning, she found herself tmeya. Vashtay tzachin, oimim tidwa mesleth. I mean, I'm going back 24 hours, crazy. El mepkidla bekid. It's like, my pshitach, man. Give the bodka atzu bishori shoyna. What's his tohira? Lomitamila mesleth. I mean, that's silly. She has a bedika's tire at 9 o'clock. How could you kick me back to yesterday? It's like, meina chanami. But the first case, I was telling you the chiddush of the Chachom, that Mesleh stops the Mekilim. Yeah, that's already a chiddush. So already I filled in the chart. I did the Tona Mesleh, Mamedes al Yedei Mepkidu Lepkidu, Tona Nami Mepkidu Lepkidu Mes al Yad Mesleh. Okay, now we come to a question that we raised at the very beginning. The Rabbonin are saying, let's see what they are saying. Let's say the lady didn't make a bedikah for 6 years. Chesed. She makes a bedikah now, whatever she has a riyah now. How far do I take the tumah back? 24 hours. Where in the world did 24 hours come from? What's that? You go back to the last period, I hear. You don't go back, I hear. What's 24 hours? Where did that come from? What's 24 hours? The price of tea in China. Come on. You take two and back, you take two and back to the last known point. You don't take it back, you don't take it back. Where did 24 hours come from? That's not a more getting to that. Omar Rabba. My time, mayu de rabon. Let's see the Rashi. My time of the rabon. My high shiur de mes less. What's it on, Sepis? The Bishlam Pkidlapkida the Hill that I understand. You may hold it's too much of a chum right here, but it makes sense what he's saying. You take the tumor back till the last time we know she was Tahira. She made a bedikah 3 days ago, she was Tahira. Good. I'm choishish that immediately after the bedikah, she came Tahira, statement though. Elamas les, my shoe, us has sheared us. Says Rabbi, a strange thing. My time, the bona isha mageshes biatzmo. Meaning, what are you worried about? That immediately after that last bedikah, she became tmeya? She would have felt it. Now that's a strange thing. I mean, that's what Shammai said before. Says Zayashaita, then you shouldn't go back at all. You don't go back last bedikah, she would have felt it. So why do you go back 24 hours? It's only a bai. You can't take Zayashaita. Doesn't know the story from Zayashaita. Zog meino chanami. Rabbi was fooling around with Abaye. It was l'chadudei. He was just trying to, make sure he was on the ball. Abaye, that's obviously not the answer. But Rabbi l'chadudei l'abaye hu de boy. No good. And l'may tamayu de rabbonin. And after all is said and done, what do the rabbonin want here? Where in the world did they get 24 hours from? Ki hodam Rabbi Yudam Shmuel chachomim tiknu grav a mishnah leida lehen lebnois Yisrael shibot kisatzmon shachris v'yarvis. Shachris lahach shetayrish alayla. If we want to make a bedikah in the morning, she'll pray myself tired. Tom, anything happens later, we'll know, or at least clear to that point. And Iris will know suddenly the day is clear. Just like by Shechita, you should check the knife every so often. At least you clear up, or else you find a permanent knife. You have to go back to all the Shechitas before. Periodic checks. Shachris lahach shetayrish shalayla, Iris lahach shetayrish shalyoim. Now, what? What? Oh, I'm sorry. The zoo. Now, what happened over here? We're taking a case of a lady who didn't make a bedikah for a few days, right? So she did something wrong here, right? What happened over here? She found it Wednesday, 10 o'clock. She hasn't made a bedikah since Sunday morning. She shouldn't have done that. She should have made Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Vizu, hoyo velo bodko, hifsida oina. It's a knas portion. It's a knas. She loses one oina. Now, let's go slow here. An oina is usually a 12-hour unit. It's that that day. Day we mean sunlight day or night time, not day day, but that day. She uses an oina. Now, what do you mean oina? She's losing two oinas. What are you telling me? You're telling me that if she was by day Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, you're taking her back. Well, let's go before we get to that. You're telling me it's 24 hours. 24 hours is two oinas. It's not one oina. My oina. What do you mean oina? It's two oinas. Raj says, my oina. Harei shtei oinas. Saying, hayom v'alayla. Dinomes less. Kigon. Take a, not my case. It's a simple case. Motza arvitz tmei. Take a simple case. Tuesday night at her standard bedika, she found it. But she didn't make her bedika before that. So we take it back to, what do you call it? To take it back till Sunday night. Right? So she's losing two oinas. She's losing that day and that night. If she do a kol tayr she on vishalem, then what oina is seir? Yeah, we mean that one oina she loses anyway. Let's see the Rashi. Pshat oina is seir if she do mishum knas. If she do a tayr she on emish mishum knas, tayr she on yom laf knasu. That's not a knas. I mean, let's say she would have done what she should have done. She made the bdika Monday morning. She was tayr. She bedekis Monday night. She found herself tamei. What would be the din? You'll go back to the last bedika. So that day is not a punishment. That she loses anyway. But since she didn't make the bedika Monday morning, we punish her with one more oina. Oina yisera. Well, frag the mob, I'm all, it's three oinas in my case. Because in my case, if you, let's say she made a bedika in the middle of the day on Monday, 12 o'clock. We take it back till noon on Sunday. That's three oinas. It's the oina of Monday day, not completely. It's the full oina of Sunday night into Monday. And it's the oina of Sunday day, the second half. Only if popular rova was zin the mashkachas law gimel oynis b'mes les avada. Sometimes, if you're talking where she's making a standard bedik and she finds herself to mei, meaning in the morning or the night, then mes les is two oynis. That's true. But if any kind she'll make it not at morning and night, then the mes les will span three oynis. Zogun hishul chachomim midosen shel tachluk b'mes les. You're right. The thing started with the standard when she missed Monday morning and she made Monday night. So now, if she had made Monday morning and then Monday night found herself Tameya, she would lose everything till Monday morning without any punishments. Since she didn't make the Bedika Monday morning, we hit her with a knas of one more oina, and we take it back till Sunday night, and she loses 24 hours. Since in the prime case, it comes out to mes les, they made it always mes les, even though they're not chanami. In just about all cases, except for the standard Bedika, the mes les is going to be three oinas, that's it, they made it. Once they made it, they made it a 24-hour period. That's not a punishment. That's the regular did. The regular did is not a punishment. That's the regular did because they're machmir. That's Hillel's did. That's Hillel's did. Hillel's the mekid lepkidim because we go back. That's the siog. We say tumlam afreya. The question is, why should 24 hours be the cutoff point if she didn't make any bedikas? Where in the world 24 hours come from? That's a punishment. So you'll never go more than 24 hours. I can't go. Till the last Peter, that's the din itself. Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to come out here? You'll come out an interesting thing. She who didn't make the morning bedika will come out with a profit here because. Let's see the Rashi. Iboy same. What do you want to do? What do you want to tell me? You'll make it. She made it 12 o'clock Monday. She loses Monday till the morning, and you'll take her back till Sunday night, not the full 24 hours. Right. Let's say a woman wasn't boydek for a long time, and then she made Monday morning and found herself tameya. How much would she lose? 24 hours, right? But if she was even a bigger avayonis, and she didn't do it in the morning, she did it at 10 o'clock, she'll only use 14 hours. It's a chayta niska. For not making the morning bdika, basically, for delaying the morning bdika, she's making revach. Because, you follow what I'm saying? If she was asleep for 3 weeks, and Monday morning she wakes up and decides to do what Chazal told her to do, how much are you going to hit her with? 24-hour punishment, right? I mean, 12 hours more, right? They'll be full 24 hours. Two oinas. So now, she didn't do it when she should have when she got up Monday morning. She waited 2 hours. So now what do you say? This oina plus one more. So she's making revach by missing one more chazal. That's why we give full 24 hours. There'll be a difference in these two terutzim. Avada, If Monday morning she didn't make the bdikah because she was an anusa, not because she was an avrayonis, she was sick, the baby was crying, I don't know. Then, if you go like the first teretz, that's a plug, you always made it 24 hours, that's how we basket. It doesn't matter why she didn't make the bdikah, we made it out now 24 hours. But if you go that it's cause of chet niskar, then if the reason she didn't make her morning bedika was also an onus, she was busy, you're not going to go back 24 hours. You'll go back that oina and the oina before. It'll take a bit less. My benai, we can benai, this is the civil bodka. Okay. Right. Kolish yesh levest. What do we say in the Mishnah? We said that yesh levest kavua is dayashait. Lema maslis rabdoisehi. Veloi rabbonon. This rabdoise said, the sanya, Rabbi Leza Omer, arbonoshim dayin shaitan. The four women that we call Musulokis Domim, Besulo doesn't mean a psula, she could be married for 6 years. It means she hasn't started seeing yet. Muberes, Meniko, Uskeno, does Dayashaita. Rebdoisa Omer, Kolish Yeshlaves, Dayashaita. So Rebdoisa is the one who seems to say that Yeshlaves, Dayashaita, not the Rabbonon. So it sounds like the Mishnah is Rebdoisa, not the Rabbonon. Zogdimon name. I feel Tamer Rabbonon, Ad Kan Lopligi Rabbonon, Led Rebdoisa, El Shlobish Asvesta. An isha sheyesh loveset if she sees shaloi v'shazvesta. Reb Doisa says still it's a blanket rule, no mess less on an isha shloves. The Rabbonon say no, there there'll be, what do you call it, there there'll be mess less. But v'shazvesta modle, v'shazvesta, everybody agrees that isha yesh loves is dayashaita. Umasnisim v'shazvesta v'divrei hakol. The Mishnah is talking Bishas Vesta and it's Diviakol. Because now we're learning the Machloikis is Shaloi Bishas Vesta. Michlal also comes out, the Reb Doiso, Afilu Shaloi Bishas Vesta. Oh my, that's what you're telling me, that Reb Doiso holds Dayashaita, even Shaloi Bishas Vesta. Because Bishas Vesta, everybody holds Dayashaita. Now what are you going to do with this, Bryce? Man Tanel, the Tonar Rabbonon, Isha Sheyesh Lavest, Kismo Tomele Mafreya, even though she's dayashaita, but her ksomim are worse. Why? Shimtira shalobishas vesto, mitama mesles, she has a mesles, shalobishas vesto. So therefore we hit her even on the ksom. You'll see more tomorrow. Name her abono, nivalo rebdoisa. She's telling me basically. You told me rebdoisa holds. It's dayashaita, and even shalobishas vesto. Zogmon nein. I feel tamer rebdoisa. We're going to switch it the other way now. Ad kan lo polig rebdoisa alayu de rabonon. Elobishas vesto. We're switching it. That shalobishas vesto everybody holds. Abishas vesto modulohu. Meaning we're now switching it. That shalobishas vesto everybody holds the same as less. The machloikis ribdois and the rabonon is bishas vesto. So that means that the rabonon hold yesh lo vest is never dayashaita. So then we have to go back to saying that the Mishnah is rebdois. Because we switched it around now. Umasnisim bishas vesto rebdoisi. Ubraiso divreakol. Because shalobishas vesto, everybody agrees it's mesles. So basically what you're telling me now is you have two choices in this machloikis. You could say, like we first said, that everybody holds dayashaita bishas vesto, the machloikis is shaloi bishas vesto, or no, the other way. Everyone holds shaloi bishas vesto, you go back, the machloikis is a bishas vesto. We're opting for the second option, which happens to be a chumra, if you think about it. Because the first way, dayashaita is the kula, mesles is the chumra. The first way we're saying that bishas vesto, everybody's meikle. And shaloi b'shas a machloikis. Now it's saying shaloi b'shas, everyone's machmir, and even b'shas, it's a machloikis. We're choosing l'chumra. Haredi Jews, what can we do? V'luk me'ibcha, zogdi me'enoch anami, kem de'ikmi l'kulu l'chumra, l'chumra mukminin. Very interesting gemara. But if you have a choice, you go l'chumra, which happens to be a pella here. It's not a pella, we're talking about a tumma d'rabbanon. And Toi's going to say soon it's a tumma kalo. I've got the nisha nami drabona. Tumas mes kill tvei. Tumas mes says from the most kula dika tumas. It's not rishorab. The achrayin amesh. Rishas did all the very stuff. Why didn't more decide? You have to go to chumri. If anything, he should have gone to kula. But those are the gemori.